This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It was on this date in 1911 that the first transcontinental flight came to an end in Pasadena, California, after the whole thing happened thanks to a bet. It all started in October of the previous year when the publisher William Randolph Hearst offered $50,000 to the first aviator that could fly coast to coast in either direction in under 30 days from start to finish. So Calbirth Perry Rogers took off on September 17th from Sheepshead Bay, New York. By the time he landed, there were more than 20,000 people waiting there to greet him. But he missed the deadline by 19 days. He still went down in the books as being the first to accomplish a transcontinental flight, though. And on this date in 1940, Franklin D. Roosevelt was re-elected for an unprecedented third term, defeating the businessman originally from Akron, Wendell Willkie. Initially, Roosevelt did not want a third term, but was driven to campaign because of the worsening conditions in Europe. Very much aware of strong isolationist and non-interventional sentiment, he promised there would be no involvement in foreign wars if he were re-elected. But behind the scenes, he was preparing for it. Meanwhile, Willkie, who had never run for public office, was handicapped by his profession, with many working-class voters placing the blame on big business leaders for the onset of the Great Depression. In the landslide victory, Roosevelt collected 449 electoral votes to Willkie's 82. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.